And with my next full breath, I visualize the left lower chamber of my own heart, the left ventricle. In the shaman's world, this be the open heart. And again, that delicate skill of sensing what's really here, not imposing a veneer of politeness or wishing for what I long to be here, but simply sensing what truly is here in my left lower chamber, in my open heart. How are you today, open heart? Open to a new sunrise, to new beginnings, new friendship, new love, new sensitivity, a way of life with a little less armor. Open to a chance meeting with a friend. Open to my skills unfolding within me and sharing those skills with the world. Or closed, shuttered, protected. My characterological armor firmly protecting my heart. Perhaps no openness, or very little openness, or a conditional openness. Simply notice. Breathe into left lower chamber. How are you? Really. And the phone rings, and I pick up the phone. I've been feeling so closed. Nothing's been working. And suddenly it's them. It's one of my best friends. And within the first few words, I start to feel the shutters that have been protecting my heart melt and disappear. And before I know it, we're laughing. And I'm talking about what troubles me. I'm saying things I didn't think I'd dare to say about my inner process, my journey. And they completely understand. I can tell from the tone of their voice. No judgment. Oh, I feel so open. It's so wonderful to feel this way. The sunlight teacher of my open heart. The person who opens a treasure chest and shows me jewels and fine silk and beautiful artwork and a 50-mile view of the blue mountains, and I feel wonderful, open, free. What is it in this person that I see in mind's eye now that helps me be open-hearted and let me consider this moment that I have all of these gifts within myself? And let me sense where I hide them or hold them or undervalue or devalue my own properties of openness. Phone rings an hour later. I'm so happy. I feel so good. That was such a wonderful conversation. Wonder who this will be. Oh my God, I wish I'd never picked up the phone. down the shutters over my heart again. What do they want? I don't like this person. I need to protect myself with her or with him. I have bad experiences or judgments, or they hurt me, or I don't trust them. Shadow teacher to my open heart. In this moment, breathing, sitting here, perhaps even now bringing my hands over my own heart softly, gently. Let me notice in mind's eye and in the sensitive feeling heart what it is about this person that I find most difficult, that seems to close me so quickly. And let me breathe in that they are the shadow teacher of my heart, that this is me. They're triggering my shadow. It's not about them. Carl Gustav Jung's wonderful observation that we may even be approaching the time when we realize that the source of all of our personal troubles are not the red-headed devils who live on the other side of the mountain. No, the source of our troubles lies in our own heart. Let me take everything I so dislike or find difficult, or that seems to close me about this, my shadow teacher, and acknowledge it as mine, and look at it, make it conscious, and let it go. And so I thank this person, the shadow teacher of my open heart. And with a breath of gratitude, I let them go. Come back to present time, bring my heart exactly in the middle.